Persecution bookends today's Mission Network News. I'm Matthew Scott. First, believers await the fate of a kidnapped missionary pilot in Niger. Later, a new devotional introduces you to the faces behind the facts of India's oppression. On Tuesday, American citizen and missionary pilot Kevin Rideout was abducted by armed men in the capital of Niger. According to a report from Reuters, Rideout works with the evangelical missions agency called Serving in Mission. Here's Ilya Jadi on this story. He's with Open Doors International as the senior analyst for freedom of religion and belief in Africa.
According to local sources, three armed men kidnapped him. Since then, we haven't heard about that more. So far, no group has claimed the kidnapping.
But there are ways to make an educated guess. Niger, along with neighboring countries, is experiencing rising Islamic insurgency. Authorities believe Rideout's kidnappers took him toward Western Niger,
which is the area where an Al-Qaeda affiliate is mainly active.
The U.S. State Department is aware of these events. It's now the business of Christians to pray. Ask God for a miraculous release, but also for endurance and faithfulness for Rideout as he faces unimaginable circumstances.
So we pray for an urgent and safe release for him. We pray for his family. We pray for the community of missionary and expat in Niger.
Learn more about the challenges the church in Niger endures as well in the full report online. And Marina is a teen girl from a broken home in Burkina Faso, a broken country. It sounds like a hopeless start. But God. Greg Yoder with Christian World Outreach says that Marina's father actually has four wives and was a harsh, distant man. Although Burkina Faso is largely Muslim, Marina and her mother heard the gospel at a local church and began following Jesus. Eventually, her father did too, and the whole family changed. Yoder says CWO is holistically supporting Marina today.
Marina is now a sewing student at the Village of Opportunity and excited about growing in her faith, learning a trade. And her whole family's just excited about the possibilities that come from that.
At CWO's Village of Opportunity, students gain more than a career start.
She's got the support of our staff, but also the other young ladies that attend the vocational school there. They encourage each other. They grow together in their faith. And our hope is that they go back to their villages and make a difference and share what they've learned, but also share about Jesus and share the gospel with the people around them.
Pray for Marina and her classmates as they train, grow, and shine Christ's light in Burkina Faso. Find your place in the story. Finally, the Middle East may come to mind when you hear the term persecuted Christians. Mission India's Raina Miller says India is a persecution hotspot too.
It's definitely a very bold and courageous thing to follow Jesus in India. So just over a decade ago, Open Doors ranked India as number 32 on its list of the 50 most persecuted nations. And now India is all the way up at number 11.
Millions of people have never heard the name of Jesus and have no access to a Bible or church. Those who do follow Jesus risk everything for him.
When people become a Christian, they're often cut off from their family. They are prevented from getting jobs, and people have even lost their lives in India for their faith.
Mission India's new devotional will introduce you to the faces behind these facts.
It's a 7-day devotional starting on October 27, going through November 2nd, which is the International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church.
Get yours at missionnews.org and learn how persecution affects families.
Bulesh and Maria became Christians after they attended one of Mission India's adult literacy classes. Bulesh's mom, along with other women from the village, chased the family out of their home. And it's hard to comprehend what that means for this woman to do that to her granddaughter at 9 months old.
Thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering a 15-day Hindu World Prayer Guide and an invitation to join together in praying for them through October 26th. God wants all people to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth, and it all begins with prayer. Get your copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Matthew Scott.